Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic of the week is getting fired, getting laid off. And getting fired or getting laid off for the wrong reasons. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because over the last few months, we've actually had a good number of clients and also a good number of people come to us asking for help who haven't become clients yet, who were fired and or laid off, right? Where it was kind of like either you're fired and that's what they're calling it, or it was you're laid off, or it was kind of unclear, but whatever way, you're let go. You don't work here anymore. And it wasn't for the more obvious reasons. The more obvious reasons would be my performance wasn't up to par. And look, we have really honest conversations with people. And we've definitely had people say, yeah, I got fired because I wasn't performing well, right? People own up to that, right? Because if you want to fix what's not going right in your career, you got to own up to, yeah, you know what? I wasn't performing. I wasn't performing up to par. I need to fix that so that I don't get fired again. But what we've seen lately, and it isn't just one person, it's multiple people who got fired or laid off. And it was like out of the blue. Where did this come from? Or maybe they saw it potentially simmering and it happened, but it just felt like this blow that was like, where did this come from? What is happening here? I'm living in this alternate reality. What? I'm fired? And so I want to talk about that. And what I want you all, whether you're in that situation right now, or maybe you're seeing the writing on the wall and that situation might be coming up, right? So maybe you have been fired. Maybe you have been laid off for the wrong reasons. Maybe you see the writing on the wall that that might be coming, that there's something in your gut, or there's actually something in your brain. There's actual data that suggests that that's coming up. Or even if you feel like, no, hey, I'm great. I'm not going to get fired. I'm never going to get fired. Everybody loves me. Why would they fire me? What I want you all to get out of this is an understanding of how to deal with these kinds of situations when they come up. Because if it doesn't happen to you, and it can absolutely happen to some of the best people, so do not take it for granted. It can absolutely happen to you. Because I'm going to tell you the story of one of our clients, and he was exactly where some of you are right now. Best boss. You're the best boss we ever had. A month later, he was fired. So do not take that for granted. And I want to talk, what I want you to get out of this is an understanding of why this happens. And also, if it happens to you, if it happens to someone close to you, if it happens to someone on your team, I want you to know how to deal with it. So here's the story I want to tell to put this all into context. We have a client who's currently working with us, and it's the story that I just sprinkled, that I just planted the seed of. He was he had a performance review. It was glowing performance reviews. He got, you know, 5 stars, the equivalent of 5 stars all around. He got great feedback from everyone, from the senior leaders to his team. His team even told him and wrote a testimonial for him during the performance review process. You are the best boss we ever had. A month later, he was fired. And he was fired for all the wrong reasons, because clearly it was not because of some ethical breach. Clearly it wasn't because he wasn't performing up to par. And the thing that really eats away at him is he's not really even sure what the heck happened. Was it politics? Was it, were they using him as a scapegoat? Did they just not want him there for some reason? So he's left on the job market, and he's left scratching his head, wondering what went wrong. He's left feeling the shame and the confusion and the frustration and the anger of, okay, why did this happen? But then how do I even move on from this? How do I figure out what's next? How do I figure out what's next? And this is actually, as I'm telling this story, this has actually been, there have been a number of clients, like I said, in the last few months that we've helped through this particular kind of a situation. And look, it's it's shocking that this happens. And it's because I've gone through something similar. I wasn't fired. It was a similar kind of a situation. The feeling is like, am I living in an alternate world right now? What just happened? Can we rewind here, please? Because a week ago, everyone was telling me that everything's great. So this happened to me. I've told this story before, so I'll tell the shortened version of it. When I was on the academic job market, actually, no, it wasn't. Sorry, my brain just went off to the side for a second. I was thinking job market stuff. That it wasn't that. I was actually I was up for tenure and promotion, and the way that works, for those of you who are thankfully unfamiliar with all of the wonders of getting tenure and promotion in the academic world, essentially what you need to do is you need to get recommendations. You need to get testimonials from your department, from the dean, from the university. They don't just give you tenure. They don't just promote you to from assistant professor to associate professor. And so I was going through the process. And long story short, as I was writing up everything and getting feedback from the people in my department, and also we had performance reviews throughout this. You know, I had been working there for 5 years and I always had glowing performance reviews in terms of my teaching, in terms of my service, in terms of the research I was doing. It was always, yeah, you're doing great. Keep it up. This is awesome. We love what you're doing. You're doing so much. This is great. Slow down a little, Jen. You know, like, you're a star performer kind of a thing. And it was all like that up until the day that I met with my department. And it was like this Twilight Zone moment. And they said, yeah, Jen, we're not going to recommend you to get promoted. And I thought that, and honestly, I thought they were joking. So this may have happened to you, right? Like, everything's going great and your boss sits you down. Yeah, we need to talk about your performance. We're going to put you on a PIP. We're going to put you on a performance review plan. We need to lay you off. You're going to be fired. Like, what? I knew that this was about to be a serious conversation. I could sense the tone, but my first reaction was, you're kidding. What? You know, but I wanted to stay composed. So obviously I didn't say that, but that's what it felt like, because it was just so out of the blue. And what happened in my particular case was that, and so this kind of gets behind the why. Why does this happen? Why are people fired? Why are people laid off? Why are people like not given promotions, not given raises? Right. I could understand if it's okay, you're not meeting performance standards, right? That's a whole other conversation around are you or are you not meeting performance standards. But there are other reasons why. Unfortunately, there are other reasons why people either are fired or laid off or not given the promotion or the raise that they ask for that are outside of performance. And it's unfortunate. And in my case, what happened was that what I found out later on. So, you know, long story short, I actually did ended up getting tenure and promotion because it wasn't just the department's say so. Fortunately, the dean had something to say about it, and the university president had something to say about it as well, which was basically, Jen's a star performer. Of course we promote her. Of course we give her tenure. And so lesson there in getting advocates and getting advocates high up, right? So the lesson there for you is, you know, your boss may not think all that well of you, but if the director, if the VP, if the CTO, if the CEO thinks well of you, they're going to tell your boss where to shove it in a nice way, right? So have advocates throughout the organization is an important lesson that I learned, and that I don't want to see anybody make the mistake of only having one person who's going to advocate for you, because that person can turn. That person can change their mind. And so what I found out was that the reason that my department didn't recommend me for promotion was because of politics, in a word. So that's one reason why good people get fired. One reason why, when it's a bad reason, that people get fired, people get laid off, people ask for a promotion and they don't get it. It has nothing to do with performance. It's because of politics. And in my case, I was basically used, unbeknownst to me, I was basically used as an example. I was used as the example of, we have very high standards, very, very high standards. And while Jen is great, she doesn't meet those very, very high standards. So they saw it as a way of propping up the department amidst the university. Right? They wanted to be the best in the university. And so if they recommended me, it wouldn't reflect them being the best, because I wasn't, while I was a star performer, I wasn't a superstar performer, right? I wasn't like out of this world wonderful. I was just great. And, you know, it sucked that happened. I ended up leaving, not because of that, to start my own business anyway. We won't get into that. No need to dig up old dirt there. But the lesson here is that politics plays a huge role here, unfortunately. So it could be that you're being used as an example. It could be that you're being used as a scapegoat. It could be, what else falls into the realm of politics? Somebody else wants your job and they don't want you to have it anymore. And the only way is to fire you or lay you off so that somebody else can get in there. Somebody else with more power, more prestige, more sway. It sucks. It's not right, but it absolutely happens. The other thing that happens from time to time is that you're too good. You're too good for that position. You're too good of a boss. Oh yeah, he's the best boss we ever had. Oh, we better get rid of him. They see it as a threat. And again, it's unfortunate. It's not right. but it happens because it's the same reason that like people might make fun of you because you're so good at what you do, because they see you as a threat. So what happens is, as we rise up in the ranks and we get better and better and better at what we do, that is going to trigger stuff in other people. It's a technical term. I've used it before. So the stuff that it triggers is, and this can absolutely happen and people don't even realize that it's happening. Wow, that person is so good. I'm not that good. We're not that good. There's no way that we can, everybody can be rise to his standards. So they're threatened. And they don't know what to do with it. You're too good. Fire him. Let's just fire him. We can't keep him around. He's too good. We don't know what to do with him. We can't, like, we don't know how to lead him. He's too good. We don't know how to deal with her. She knows more than we do. That can't happen. She can't know more than we do. Right? This would be like the senior leaders talking to or about you as a manager or senior manager or a director. Right? And so you're seen as a threat, and so you're let go. That's what happens. Politics. Unethical senior leaders, basically, right? That, like, they are not acting in integrity for what's best for the organization. They're acting for what's best for them and their egos. It's what happens. Unfortunately, it happens. People get fired for all of the wrong reasons. And so the question becomes, what do you do? Because you become, if this happens to you or it happens to somebody close to you, or you feel like it might happen, or maybe it's happened, but in like a smaller way, right? Maybe it's more similar to my story where it was you went up for a promotion and you didn't get it or almost didn't get it. And now there's these feelings of resentment and these feelings of anger and these feelings of unworthiness, these feelings of being backstabbed. So if you're in that situation, what do you do? Because now, like, if you're still working for the same company and you felt backstabbed, it's like, do I stay or do I go? How do I make that decision? And if you've been fired or laid off, you don't have a job. What's not working in your career right now is that you're not working and you want to be. And so what do you do? And how do you even move on from it? So not only is there the question of like, okay, I need a job, right? Not just because of the money, although that's a huge piece of it. It's also because I don't want to drive myself and my family crazy not working. I want to go to work. I want to lead again. I want to lead a team again. I want to add value. I want to have some meaning in my life. I want to get back to work, right? So there's that feeling of it. And then you're probably also carrying the shame and the guilt and the frustration and the confusion and the anger of whatever happened at work, whether you were fired or laid off or denied a promotion or denied a raise. You're carrying all of that with you. So there's that emotional stuff. But then there's also the logistics. There's the, how do I get a new job? How do I even do this? Because maybe you've been working at that company for a while and it's been a while since you've been on the job market. Or maybe you never really were on the job market before. Like that these, the jobs that you've gotten, thankfully you're grateful for it, just kind of landed into your lap. And now it's like you're forced to go on the job market and you don't know what to do. So you're surrounded by a lot of uncertainty, a lot of negative emotions. How do you deal with it? You get help. So if you're in this situation right now, basically you have a choice, right? You can You could take what I've been saying and you could say, oh, okay, well, these are some good ideas. I'm going to go make sure I had advocates and I'm going to go on the job market and I'm going to make this work and I'm going to do it on my own. You could do that and you could suffer through it. Or you can get help. And you can take it as an opportunity to thrive in your career, to move on and to become an even better person, to become an even better leader, to get a job where the chances of being backstabbed, the politics, the unethical senior leaders, where you get to work somewhere, where the chances of that happening are so small. And like every single day, you trust your coworkers, you trust your boss, you trust the senior leaders. You can use it as a chance to move forward. So if that's what you want, the other choice that you can make is to reach out and get help. And that's what I'm inviting you to do today. If you're in this situation, is to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. My team and I are making ourselves available to talk about what's going on in your career right now. Whether it's, again, you were fired or you were laid off for the wrong reasons, or maybe it was for the right reasons and you want to make sure that it never happens again. Maybe you asked for a promotion and you were denied. You asked for a raise and you were denied over and over and over again. And you want to figure out what the heck is going on and you want to fix it. We'll talk about what's not working. We'll get to the heart of what's not working. We will uncover the root cause of what is not working in your career, in your tech career right now. And then we're also going to talk about where you want to go. Because this isn't just about running away from something terrible. It's about also running toward something amazing, running towards something glorious, which is your dream career. So if you're committed to building that dream career, taking all of the challenges that you faced in the past weeks, months, and years, and turning them into opportunities to thrive, then it's time to book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. So that's it. To wrap up, folks, people get fired and people get fired for the wrong reasons and it's unfortunate. And we can choose to bitch and moan and complain about it. Or we can say, okay, what can I do? What actions can I take to move on? Because this is my career and I'm not going to let somebody else's lack of ethics, somebody else's huge ego. I'm not going to let politics. I'm not going to let somebody else's fear and scarcity get in the way of my career. That's the message of the day. So talk to you again really, really soon. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.